today's responsorial psalm, we talk about walking in the dark valley and fearing no evil. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil. And so our journey through life in this world is considered to be a journey through a dark valley. You know, it is a valley of tears, as we say in the Hail Holy Queen, because we have many evils to deal with, right? There are physical, emotional, spiritual evils. Physical, that is, we have to deal with sickness and ultimately death, the shadow of death kind of looming over us, because it's going to happen one of these days for each and every one of us. We have emotional evils like stress and anxiety and depression and sadness that we have to deal with. We have spiritual evils, namely temptations to sin. Throw on top of that evil spirits who harass us during our journey through this world, and sometimes evil men as well, usually instigated by evil spirits, like we see in today's first reading in the book of Daniel. These two dirty old men who are evil and are causing big problems for Susanna. But what do we say in the psalm, right? We say, I fear none of these evils because you are at my side. And although this is a dark valley, we do have Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. This is what he says in today's gospel. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness. Right? And so this is the beautiful, comforting, consoling truth of our faith, that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And if we are walking with him, if he is our shepherd, we shall not find ourselves in want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Beside restful waters he leads me. So this is the comfort and consolation that we find by having a union with Jesus Christ. Sporadically, sometimes in this world, but always in the next, right? Our Lord will just give us enough consolation that we can make our way through. He will give us enough strength to overcome all of these evils, and especially these words are fulfilled in the life to come, right? The verdant pastures, we will have eternal repose and eternal rest and eternal refreshment for our souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.